Hi, this is Jim Boyd at WHO. Who's on the other end of the line?
This is Specialist Emily Walters.
Hi, Specialist. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Let's see. I don't know much about you, so I'm going to ask you, first of all, what part of Iowa are you from?
I was born and raised in West Des Moines.
Oh, okay.
And I go to school in Iowa City.
Oh, okay. Okay, Specialist, what I've been doing here with these interviews is just asking the interviewee, just give me a little background of what it is that you're assigned to do out there in Iraq and that kind of thing.
I'm a public affairs specialist, so I'm basically a journalist, but my primary responsibility here is layout and design of the Expeditionary Times. It's a newspaper that's distributed throughout Iraq, and it's basically telling the stories of our downtrace units and how they're contributing to the logistical drawdown of forces and equipment from Iraq. And then aside from that, I also write a few stories here and there, and I'm also an editor.
Oh, okay. Now, is this the journalism that you're doing just for the American forces there, or do some of the Iraqis get to see it as well?
Well, the newspaper is distributed to, I think, five major bases in Iraq, U.S. bases, so it's mainly catered to the U.S. forces.
When you're doing a story out there, I mean, you've got a journalism background, I've got a journalism background, I'm wondering if the process of doing it is any different over there than it would be if you went up to Ankeny to do a story.
Well, I actually don't have that much journalism experience outside of the military, so I'm not really sure how the civilian journalism processes work. But as far as I know, and what I've been told, the main points are the same. The same ways of gathering information, the same editorial processes. The only difference I can think of is that we don't have a daily newspaper, it's just a weekly newspaper, so everything's a little bit more spread out throughout our schedules, so it's not quite as hectic as a daily newspaper, but as far as I know, it's about the same processes.
Okay, well then, let me ask you this. Since we're in the midst of the drawdown and that kind of thing, and it's, what is it now, about 9 months away before our forces are supposed to be out of Iraq. Tell me about some of the stories that you're doing right now. I mean, what areas are you focusing on?
Well, our paper focuses on the logistical drawdown, so a lot of our stories are about basically units that are packing up and moving out, what they're doing to facilitate the drawdown, but also to sustain the forces that are still here. And so we have a lot of stories about, for instance, bases closing down. We recently had a story that had to do with Camp Buka closing down in a few weeks, and we've had a few base closure stories and some stories about things that are being handed over to the government of Iraq, and it's focused on the logistical drawdown and the soldiers that are helping facilitate that.
Okay, Emily, it is that time of year. You got some words for the folks back home?
I just want to wish everyone happy holidays, and even though I'm in Iraq, I'm going to have a good holiday season here.
Okay. Specialist, I appreciate your time today.
Yep, thank you.
All right, take care now.
Bye-bye.